Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Bob. My name is Michelle Ashby, and I am training women to get on corporate boards. I myself am an independent corporate director on 2 public boards, one on the New York Stock Exchange in mining, and one on the Toronto Stock Exchange in gold investment jewelry.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working businesses?
You know, I think the best thing about working with businesses is that we speak the same language. I'm a business nerd, and I have been for decades, and I just get a charge out of, you know, listening to how people come up with ideas and what they do to solve them, and then form a business and make money and create wealth and jobs and all that.
Love it. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
I agree. It is a challenge. And, you know, the short answer to me is that when you bring value, you can get access to the decision makers. Money talks. And when you bring value to the table, that makes a difference and doors open.
Absolutely. Question number four. What advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
So my advice is that if you have a company that you've got an advisory board or a corporate board, that you need to have women on your board. We all know what the statistics are, that only 20% of boards that are publicly traded are women and 80% men. And I believe that having more women on boards is a way for us to increase our value in each company and within our shareholders and our stakeholder value to help those companies to grow. So in order to do that, women need to be prepared. And the way they can get prepared is to know more about what board governance is, financial acumen, how to get on boards, and what it's like to be in the boardroom when you're primarily surrounded by men. But most often I meet women who are, you know, they're experts in their industry and in their fields. And so they're very comfortable with what they know. And with a little bit of preparation, like the program that I offer called the ACE Board Training Program, they can get the rest of what they need. And then they are what I consider a qualified board candidate and would be excellent to get out there and start letting people know that they would like to get on a board.
Well, let me ask you bit of a cop through this, Michelle, is if I had a female friend and she wanted to get on the board in like 2 minutes, what are some things that she needs to start doing to prepare herself?
Well, first of all, she has to have a great board resume, and a board resume is very different than your career resume. So number one, she's got to figure out what that is. And we have a great platform to do that. I have an online class that has a module just about board resume. So you want to highlight skills and experiences that you have in the boardroom. And it could be in a nonprofit board or in a trade association board, community board. There's lots of aspects. So I could go farther into that, but we only have 9 minutes.
That is true there. let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry?
It's great you asked that question.
Wait, I gotta finish the question.
Go ahead,
you're so excited to ask. Let me there real quick. So what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Okay, so I have 62 graduates from my program so far in the US and Canada, and every single one of them are phenomenal business leaders, CEOs, and qualified board candidates. And I am happy to send you a list with all their names.
Well, that would be awesome. I'll go through all 62 of them. Let's get to question number six. This is the most important question of the podcast, Michelle. I need you to focus on this one.
Okay.
So I know you're a lady, but I still have to ask this because I'm required to by the podcast rules. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Absolutely. This is such a great question. Probably I was 7 or 8 years old and I did a backyard carnival. And for a dime, you could get a ticket. And for a dollar, you could get 12. And you could go all through the carnival and each one of the stations cost one ticket.
Love it. I love the story there. So, Michelle, you now have 4 minutes and 8 seconds left. This is some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the painting that's right next to you. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Okay. First of all, have you had any women or any companies who have asked you about, you know, getting diversity on their boards or had that conversation with you?
I've never had that conversation. I'm going to be completely transparent with you.
Okay. If anyone comes across that is looking for women on boards, please remember me. So thank you for noticing. This is a painting I did. This is Mabel. She lived in our Aurora at 110 years old. She's my inspiration. Like, look at this beautiful face.
Oh, that's a nice, yeah.
Yeah, the fingernail polish and the jewelry and everything else. So that's that one. And then this is the state of Colorado where I grew up. And this is just a pretty one with some flowers. So I do have a little bit of a creative side on top of everything else that I do. But I do have a question for you because we talked a little bit. How many of these interviews do you do in a week, Bob?
I do about 20.
That's amazing. And then they're posted on LinkedIn, is that correct?
Yep. So here's the thing. I get to make content with you, which takes 15 minutes. And then I'm going to ask you to network afterwards. Treat like cocktail hour, get to know you a little more. And so, and even if you don't want to network with me, that's okay. You're in the minority, but guess what? I still have content, so who cares?
Right. I love it. That's fantastic. And I think network right now is so important because one of the challenges that I'm finding is how do women network with men, because men are the people who invite women to get on boards, you know, and we used to be able to go to these industry functions and cocktail parties and all that luncheons, and you can't do that right now. But, you know, so how do we do that better online? It's a good question. And obviously, you're offering some opportunities for people to connect with each other.
That is the goal, entire goal of this here. We have 2 minutes, 8 seconds left. Would you like some promo time or we can end early?
You know, I would just love to keep going in regards to how important I think it is for women to be leaders, and that it is, I've actually have a challenge that I've put forward for women right now, because there is such opportunity to step forward and step into these board roles. And more companies are looking for women on boards. And I'm talking about corporate paying boards. I'm not talking about nonprofits. I want you ladies to get paid for what you know and what you've done in the past and what value you bring to the table when you come forward. And so that's why I'm pushing this. So I have this primer series, the ACE board primer series online. It was at $595, and I lowered the price to $5.95 to make it accessible. And my goal is to train 1,000 women. So anyone who sees this, if you know someone you think might be a good board member, or you're curious about getting on a board yourself, spend that $5.95 and sign up for that. It is 4 modules, board resume, how to do a board interview, because it's different than a career and a job interview. How to get on boards is module number 3. And there's a bonus video where I interview CEO John Kelly, who is a champion for women on boards. He's the CEO of Saraskan here in Colorado and a fabulous gentleman. And he talks about how we show up in the boardroom and how to be the most successful board director that we can be and really participate. So that's my big pitch. I really want as many people. And I can tell you today, and this is going to be a little delayed, we have had over 200 women sign up so far. So help me get to 1,000. I love you. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say it real quick.
ACELLC.consulting.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Michelle, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.